All right, welcome back to the Oilers Matured Papa Samach Base, discussing how we could acquire the Torah Kedosha. The Avshesh Mitzvah L'Rachish Yedias Torah Kemoshen Aver B'Samach Bezrat Hashem. There's a mitzvah to amass great knowledge of Torah, to become like Batorim, to become a Talmud Chacham. We need to amass great Yedias. Mikom Makom Aleinu Lakir Bakar Maleya. We have to fully acknowledge Shishkar Talmud Torah Hashem Keneged Kulam. This idea we talk about, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the incredible reward of Talmud Torah. Gam Na'amar Mishalom Eidvar Shekvar Yadua. It's also talking about when you learn something you already know, Ubaru Etzlo, and it's clear to you. You do Chazorah every time you get a mitzvah, every time you get a connection to Hashem. Every time you get tremendous, tremendous light from the Eibishter. L'mashal. Lachzor al Ota Mishnah El Pamim B'Yom Echad. If you chazor on the same Mishnah 1,000 times one day, or l'kro psukim shel Tehillim Mechadome, you read psukim of Tehillim. It's all Torah. It's all mitzvot you're amassing, even if you know it, even if you're familiar with it. It's all tremendous char, tremendous treasure troves. Somebody's walking on the way. He doesn't have something in his hand. He doesn't have something to learn from. Yomar psukim shel Kriyat Shema L'Ashrei. Say psukim of Kriyat Shema L'Ashrei. It's a great idea. That's from the Torah. Say it. We don't just have to waste our time, put the earbuds in, and listen to pritis. We can walk and say Kriyat Shema, Ashrei, psukim, words of Torah. We have so much time. How incredible it would be if we search inside him to find new meanings. Barak Eitzah to Yeitzah Shomer Islami. Yeitzah Hara tells us, what benefit is that? You're lazy. You're going to walk, you're just going to say Kriyat Shema, you're going to say Tehillim. Chas Hashalom, it's mitzvahs. It's incredible opportunities. Aval Alanishko Chemes, we can't forget the truth. Shekol Mila Vemila Shetorah Hu Tariag Mitzvahs. Every word of Torah is the equivalent of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Tariag Margulo, 613 gems. Ubal Neveritz Manas Lizachut, Lizachos Lota Margulos. And we should never lose the opportunity to lose these precious gems. Hamuchinim Lan Lakachas Becholes. There are arts for the taking at all times. Football season is heating up. Imagine, we always discuss this, instead of 11 hours of football, we spend some time on Sunday for Torah, for eternity, for Netzach Mitzachim, for a great connection to Hashem, to put in the effort. We have so much time on our hands. Vada'in kandava hakolo efes. Certainly, we shouldn't say it's all or nothing. Can't say, you know, if I'm not going to be like Baton spreading Torah, then it's not worth it. Shimeni achol lechavim taitel kozman shubaderech lo yima klum. If I'm not able to always have kavan every time I'm walking on the road, I won't learn it all. Whatever you learn is a big deal. Whatever we do is an incredible accomplishment. Every Mishnah, every Pasuk, every line of Gemara is something. You should never say, oh, it's not so much. Everything counts. Everything matters. Everything is precious to the Eibishter. Ukefia kesher she'anu mitkashrim l'Torah. According to the connection we have to Torah, Kamayim upanim upanim. It's like water to water, face to face. The relationship we have with Torah reflects back to us. Kena Torah mitkasheret aleinu mikadeshet otanu. That's how much Torah is going to be connected to us and purify us. V'zeh mashmar chazal, im tazvani yom yomayim azvecha. If we leave the Torah will leave us. Ha-Torah mikarevet atzma aleinu. The Torah could be close to us. O'chas l'shom mecharket atzma mitanu. Or it could distance itself from us. Kethi otoshir sha'anu mitkavrim mitrachim atzmenu keneged Torah. It all goes in a relationship. According to the degree that we draw ourselves close to Torah will be close to us. To the degree that we distance ourselves from Torah will be distant from us. The kisher zeh anu mevim b'hadron shel siyum. Who's made a siyum here before? Anybody made a siyum? Not yet. Who's made a siyum? Not yet. Not yet. There you go. Mirtz Hashem, all of you. We say a certain hadron at the end of the siyum. Hadron alan. The hadron alan. Daitachalan. We say, return. We're going to return to you. Masechet, return to us. Our thoughts are on you, and you, Masechet, your thoughts are on us. Lo nin nashem minach. We're not going to forget about you. Floating the Shemina, don't forget about us. Not in this world, not in that world. Let's finish the Amid. Now perhaps we can understand the Shulchan Aruch. The law is, you're allowed to think about Torah before Birchas HaTorah. You're right, you're not allowed to speak words of Torah, you're not allowed to have a chavrusa before Birchas HaTorah. Shmuel likes to go to the pre-Shachris Kodil. So when you wake up at the crack of dawn, and wins.
Used to.
I didn't go to he's coming back. Before the Kodil, you can't, right? You're not allowed to just, even though it's early, gives the Birchas Torah. Good. But you are allowed to think about Torah before. Why? Shekevan Kesher HaTorah Mitzcheva Sotanu Tami Lachshova. The relationship with Torah obligates us to always think about it. If it was usher to think before the bracha, what would a person do before making the bracha? It wouldn't be practical. Imagine a case where what happens, I'm not allowed to think about Torah before a bracha. It's not practical. Does he have to wake up in the middle of the night to go to the restrooms? Oh, the tapel b'tzarcha yiladav. You take care of your kids. Eich osrim oto b'chol pam shalut panem b'tara avaso v'chamdaso. How is it usher to not be able to think about Torah, which you love and you desire so much? It's not practical. In the middle of the night, you have to go to the bathroom. Your mind could be on Torah. You have to take care of certain things. You have to take care of your kids. Your mind could be on Torah. You could be thinking about it. It's not practical. Not practical. They have to make the bracha beforehand because it's constant. It's on our hearts, on our minds. V'daylanu masha osim limo b'beit hakise, next page. U'mekomos u'metofos sheshamu makom zilzul b'kedushas haTorah. It's enough that it's usher to learn Torah in a bathroom or dirty places where it would be a disgrace for the kedushas haTorah. Something so powerful to think about it, to strengthen our relationship with Torah, that we're thinking about it, we're contemplating about it, we're breathing it, we're living it as much as we possibly can.